Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Gertrude. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, The Age of Narcissism. Gertrude Boyd is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Jean Twenge tells us that there is indeed much evidence that we live in a culture of escalating narcissism. This is not exactly new, but is narcissism really on the rise, or is there this narcissism epidemic at all? The researchers argue that several social and cultural trends have contributed to the inexorable rise of narcissism in our culture, including a shift away from communal thinking and toward a more individualistic approach to life. Dr. Twenge outlines these claims in her new book, Living in the Age of Entitlement, Narcissism and the Rise of the Narcissist, which is widely discussed in a recent issue of The New York Times. She cites a number of recent studies, such as those of the University of California, Berkeley and Harvard University, as well as the work of researchers at Harvard, Harvard Business School and Princeton University. This trend began in the late 1960s and early 1970s, and Twenge and Campbell see it as the result of a shift away from communal thinking toward a more individualistic approach to life and independence. The narcissism epidemic is spreading to Americans of all ages and cultures. Using data on the growing number of narcissistic individuals, we focus on behavioral changes and attitudes that reflect narcissistic cultural values, not on whether individuals themselves are narcissistic or simply entangled in social trends. This trend continues to accelerate among those born in the 1970s, particularly those born in the 1980s and 1990s, Twenge et al., 2010. The study, Why Are Today's Young Americans So Narcissistic and Entitled?, examines this cultural shift toward the self-focus. This trend continues to accelerate among those born in the 1970s, especially those born in the 1980s. Twenge et al., 2010. The study, Why Are Today's Young Americans So Narcissistic and Entitled?, examines this cultural shift toward the self-focus. When one observes the rise of narcissism among young Americans in recent decades, one often encounters the problem of confusing old age with real cultural change. This affects people born after 1970, but it also affects all ages and cultures, not just young people, and it continues to accelerate in people in their late teens and early 20s. Narcissism epidemic, the focus is expanding to Americans of all ages and cultures. In presenting data on the growing number of narcissistic individuals, we focus on behavioral changes and attitudes that reflect narcissistic cultural values, not on whether individuals themselves are narcissistic or simply entangled in social trends. Watching the rise of narcissism among young Americans in recent decades, one often runs the risk of confusing old age with real cultural change. We begin with the chronicle of the changes in American culture that have brought us Botox, fake paparazzi and MySpace. Based on scientific research, the authors distinguish between self-esteem and narcissism and focus on cultural narcissism that goes deeper than social values. They debunk the notion that narcissists actually overcompensate for low self-esteem, or that narcissism is necessary to be competitive, but is actually a symptom of a deeper problem. Ultimately, high rates of narcissism and narcissistic behavior are associated with low levels of empathy and trust, both of which are obviously problematic. The narcissism epidemic, living in an age of sophistication, highlights modern parenting standards as a significant contribution, citing examples of how to be too lenient, praise children too much, and treat them almost like kings. The contribution of these problems is increasing, but how can we tackle them and how can we tackle them better? Can't keep up with the game, which is inspiring but also reminds us of the dangers of too much good and too little evil. Dr. Twenge seems to have noticed an increase in intergenerational narcissism, but this may simply reflect the fact that adulthood is delayed rather than brought about. Although it reaches epidemic proportions, I expect older generations to deride teenagers and young adults as narcissistic and excessively self-centered. Dr. Hu Twenge stuck to deducting 10% from millennials, and I'm glad she did. Taking Dr. Twenge's data at face value, there may be a lot of noise about nothing, but these differing views stem from the fact that no comprehensive study has been conducted in the U.S. on the relationship between age and narcissism, comparing, for example, the behavior of teens and young adults in their 20s and 30s with that of their parents, but over the past three decades, thousands of college students have graduated from the National Institute of Personality and Social Psychology (NPI) National Narcissism Survey. Dr. Jean Twenge is a professor of psychology at the University of California, San Diego, who has worked on a number of studies on the relationship between narcissism and age in the United States. She analyzed NPI data from 85 studies and found that between 1982 and 2006, college students' narcissism scores increased significantly by about 2 narcissistic responses. Episode 91 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Gertrude Boyd. Adios.